Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
What a crappy start to Halloween, though.
All get out of the way. So tonight it's clear.
By 11 or something like that?
Should actually be. Rain should leave by 8.
8?
So that should dry out some things for trick-or-treating tonight.
But still, we've had like 80-degree weather the last 3 days. It's been like crazy perfect, too hot for fall.
Eerie.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you wake up on Halloween morning and there's sirens going off, rain's pouring down.
That's a spooky way to start the day. Yeah.
It is a little spooky. Also super annoying because you want to get outside with the kids and stuff like that and enjoy it. But it does look like it'll clear up and hopefully we'll have a good afternoon for trick-or-treaters. Kevin, you guys do trick-or-treating yesterday.
Yeah, we did it yesterday because of the Alton Parade tonight. One of the oldest Halloween parades in the country.
Can we shout out our security guard, Tammy, who called out Kevin for not having his information correct?
That's right. Apparently, somewhere in Kansas has the oldest.
Yeah, Kevin had said it's the oldest Halloween parade, right. And she looked it up, and it was not. It's apparently in Kansas.
We had a good amount of trick-or-treaters. It was kind of weird, because I guess we have a trunk-or-treat, and I know Hannah's not a fan of that.
No, I'm not.
There's a trunk-or-treat at the school, so I think people come into our neighborhood and go there, and then they don't come around to all the houses. But we had a lot of unique costumes. There was a family that dressed up as the entire Baby Shark clan, which was adorable. Especially when there's a baby as a baby shark.
Super cute.
Yeah, but my favorite was the Flintstones. I mean, Dad was Fred, Mom was Wilma, and then they had Pebbles and Bam Bam, and they would have been about 5 or 6.
Cute.
And, talk about the warm weather. It was warm enough to wear that, because usually it's like, Bam Bam in a coat.
Yeah.
So, it was fun, though. Then the kids, we still had some candy left over, which never happens.
That won't last long in your house.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You didn't bring any in. Did you notice that? Yeah. Our Halloween costumes are set. My son's going to be a firefighter. He's super stoked about that. He's been wearing the costume already a lot. And then he said his sister has to be the Dalmatian. And she's one, so she doesn't have much of a say yet. So she's going to be a Dalmatian next to him. And the coolest thing is, when we went to like one of the fire stations for just check it out because he's so into firefighters right now. They told him on Halloween, wear your costume and he'll let you take a picture with the actual fire truck.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It's nonstop. He's like, what time are we going to the fire station?
Oh my gosh.
Even that's
at, like,
fun.
2:30 in the morning when I woke up, he woke up in the middle of the night. He literally was like, hey, are we going to the fire station? I was like, no, dude, it's 2:30 in the morning. Chill. He's like, but it's real Halloween, you said, when I wake up. And I go, yeah, in the morning.
Right.
So,
wow.
Oh, man, there was nothing worse than as a kid getting home from school and having to wait to trick-or-treat. That was...
I would like to be one of the first people out, and I expect us to be one of the first people to hit the houses as soon as the day gets started. So, happy Halloween.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Today is Halloween, so happy Halloween. Are you into scary movies or not, at least for one day, one night of the year?
I'm really annoying about scary movies. I don't like them, but I always come back for more.
Oh, really? So you will watch them. What will you watch? Like, what is a scary movie that you enjoy or not enjoy but end up watching?
Okay, like, the scariest movie I've ever seen, hands down in my life, is this movie with Halle Berry called The Call.
I feel like
she's
I've
a 911 operator.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And a girl
gets
kidnapped and she has to stay on the phone with her.
Yeah.
Legit scariest movie I've ever seen in my life, but I watch it all the time because it's a really good movie.
All right. Kevin, are you a scary movie
guy? No, I can't do it. In fact, we were over at my brother and sister-in-law's on Saturday night, and they were watching Tarot, okay? And that's probably PG-13. I'm not gore doesn't bother me, but like that stuff where things come out of the windows and scary-looking characters and weird things like that when you're alone, that freaks me out. Like, The Ring, to me, is the scariest film ever made.
Oh, yeah, and that, like, creepy girls coming out of the TV and stuff. Yeah, man.
And so, because I spend a lot of time at this radio station by myself,
I don't
like that. So, not a fan.
It's creepy in here sometimes when you're alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like them. I'm a fan of the scary movies. Yeah, I don't get to watch them all that often because Annie's not a big fan of them.
Yeah.
But I find myself liking a good horror film.
What about you, AB?
I'm with Kev. I cannot do any of them, and I feel very lucky that none of my family can either.
Do like, they get scared?
Yes, I get terrified.
See, I sound so like oh man, I don't get scared. I honestly do really sound weird. I enjoy rom-coms and things like that. The scary movies don't scare me. I honestly kind of get bored. Like they were looking for the killer, mm-hmm. like on Scream, and it's always kind of like we run them down, and then I know at the end of the 2 hours. The person who is the hero at the end is going to win.
But what about like The Exorcist or Possession movies? Do those freak you out?
So no, they don't freak me out, but I enjoy those more. Okay. And, or like The Calls or like Criminal Minds is another TV show.
Like the realistic ones?
Those realistic ones, at least they're like
they're
a
scarier.
Story.
Yeah.
And they're scarier.
Yeah.
But, you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We know.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Grace, are you ready to take on Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
All right, Hannah's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask 5 pop culture questions to you, and I'll ask Hannah the same questions. When she's out of the room, she can't hear the questions. Tell her to leave, Grace.
Get out of here.
Yes,
bye.
Get out. Bye, Hannah. All right. She is doors open, closed. Here we go, Grace. Let's do this. Let's get ourselves a win, all right?
Okay.
Who is named, according to People Magazine, sexiest podcast host? It's a couple of brothers.
The Kelce brothers?
Yes. Channing Tatum broke up with his fiance. Who is he engaged to?
Zoe Kravitz.
Yep. Where does Hocus Pocus take place? Greatest Halloween movie of all time.
Oh, I've never seen it.
What? Grace, we could have been friends, but now
Salem.
I don't know. Where at?
Salem.
Okay, that is correct.
Nice job.
No way.
Yes.
Way to go. Wow.
I mean, it's like where all the witch trials and stuff were happening, okay? So it wasn't like a crazy guess, AD.
That was pretty crazy to me.
What is the most popular Halloween candy, according to candy.com?
It's either a Kit Kat or a Reese's.
Yep.
Kit Kat.
It's Reese's. Dang! Yeah. And then Jeremy Allen White is currently filming a Bruce Springsteen biopic. What is Bruce's nickname? What is Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on!
If someone is in charge of something, they're the what?
The boss.
The boss.
That's correct.
Right.
I've never heard that.
What?
You've never heard of that? He's known as the boss.
No,
as the boss.
What do you mean, no? All right, 4 out of 5. We're gonna bring Hannah back in, and we'll see how she does. Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio. Grace just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah was outside the studio, she could not hear the answers. Grace, tell her how many you got right.
I got 4 out of 5.
She was good. Grace is really good.
She's coming for my title.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Got to get at least 4 out of 5. Tie goes towards Hannah. Who is named, according to People Magazine's, sexiest podcast host?
Sexiest podcast host. Unfortunately, they didn't pick the Brett Megas Show crew.
Yeah, we should have been. Man.
They did pick the Kelce brothers.
The Kelce brothers. Yep. Channing Tatum broke up with his fiance. Who he was engaged to? Who was he engaged to?
Kravitz.
Kravitz is right. Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
I don't know.
I think that counts.
Yeah, she
it does.
She said Kravitz.
She got one name correct.
She got the harder part of the name.
Yeah.
And she covered it in the Hollywood hashtag, guys. And she couldn't get the first name right.
I said the correct answer. I get the point.
I'm on Team Grace. Grace, I think that's a shame, but I'm overruled here. Where does Hocus Pocus take place?
Salem.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh,
say it with your chest.
What is the most popular Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Yes. Jeremy Allen White is currently filming a Bruce Springsteen biopic. What is Bruce's nickname?
Chief.
The boss.
Oh, damn it. That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's not the same.
I knew it was some, like, army term.
You can credit Grace. Kevin got you this loss. You should be mad at Kevin because that's 4 to 5 for a tie. If Kravitz didn't count, Hannah would have gotten the loss.
It was my Halloween gift to Hannah.
Thank you.
So, Grace, you know what you got to do. You got to say this is Grace and I got schooled by Kevin and Hannah.
This is Grace and I got schooled by Kevin and Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett
better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Brett actually better get moving.
Yeah, Brett
this
better
is
get it moving, buddy.
Brett's going to give.
You know what's scary is not showing up to your mic.
For keeping moving, we just keep it moving through these trending stories. I read some headlines. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or she'll say, hey, that headline sounded interesting. Give me all the details, Brett. Like, the Queen of Halloween spends how much a year on this holiday?
Yeah, I want to know who she is and how much she spends.
She spends over $100,000 annually.
Oh, my gosh.
She's this Texas mom. She has 4 million followers on Instagram, and she puts out, like, decorations and all this decor. And she's been doing it since 2019, and she spends $100,000.
They always do it bigger in Texas.
Crazy.
Top 10 girl dog names and boy dog names.
Oh, okay. Hopefully Bear's on there.
Bear did not make the top three for her boy dog names.
He's number one in our hearts.
Teddy, Max, Milo.
Cute.
I love Milo.
For girl dog names, it's...
Did you just say you love something related to a dog?
Well, I am obsessed with a celebrity, and his name is Milo.
Daisy, Bella, and Luna are the top girl dog names. Most popular pet Halloween costume in 2022 are...
2022? Oh, why do I care about that?
2024, sorry.
Keep it moving, you lost me.
How the White House is haunted.
Everything in politics is haunted. Keep it moving.
Now, you don't want to know what ghosts they see all the time there.
No.
How much money is spent on Halloween total?
How much?
$11.6 billion. That's about $104 per person. When it comes to costumes, decoration, candy, we spent about $100 per person.
Same number.
That is crazy. This is men's biggest gym pet peeves.
What?
This is what men hate at the gym. Not racking weights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grunting and then not wiping
down
the equipment.
I'm really surprised they say that grunting is something they hate because I really never see a woman grunt. It's always a man grunting.
It's always
funny.
Yeah.
I do like these classes and there's a woman in there who is like
a grunter.
The grunter. Like every
really?
She grunt. Like it's a very loud grunt throughout the class. I mean, it's like how many times do we need to grunt here?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, as we get ready to kick off an hour of commercial-free music on your Halloween, let's talk about the Mega Mind question of the day and take a guess, see if you can get it. Since it's Halloween and spooky, this unfortunate situation will happen to you 5 times in your life.
I'm going to say that you damage your phone, so you either like... drop it in the toilet or crack it really bad.
Yeah.
I do think it is something with damage. I think you'll be involved in an auto accident.
Oh,
5 times?
5 times.
These are great guesses.
Especially if you live where I live and you hit a lot of deer.
This may gross some people out, but I think you poop fart. Can I say shark?
What?
Can I say shart on the air?
I don't know. I shart.
I
actually said it. Though.
I think you shart.
Alex and I are on the same wavelength. I was going to say. What is going on?
I think you accidentally try to pinch one out and something else comes out.
5 times.
I was going to say you pee your pants as an adult.
Okay.
Which I'll go ahead and out myself. I've done that more than 5 times.
Oh, man.
As an adult?
Yes.
Why?
If I laugh too hard, I'm peeing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Like, have to change your pants, pee?
Yes.
I mean,
how many times have you had to change your pants during the show?
Well, should keep an extra set here.
Have you peed your pants in the studio?
Not that I can think of right now.
I mean, Kevin says funny
not,
stuff.
I would not be surprised. Yeah, Kevin's been killing me
I'm
lately.
Telling you what, that's our goal. That's the goal for 2025. Make ABP.
Guys, it's nothing to do with going to the bathroom.
Okay. I thought they were
so
good
I just
guesses.
Outed myself for no
reason.
Yeah,
no reason. 314-531-9898. Speaking of unfortunate things. This unfortunate situation will happen to you 5 times in your life. We'll tell you what it is. It's 7:18, but some interesting guesses to kick off Halloween.
Pee or poop.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music here on the Brett Mega Show. On Halloween, let's talk about some unfortunate things. This unfortunate situation will happen to you 5 times in your life.
Teacher Suzanne texted in and said, see or feel a ghost.
Ooh.
Ooh.
5 times, though.
Yeah. Yes. And this is crazy. Probably 95% of the different texts we have are all relating to this. Locking themselves out of their vehicle. Heather called out her husband and said, "My husband's definitely exceeded this 5 times."
That's the right answer.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Unfortunately, you will lock yourselves out of your vehicle 5 times in your lifetime.
That is wow. the worst feeling.
Have you
ever.
Guys ever done it when the car's still running?
No, have no. you?
I have.
I feel like you asked for a
friend. I left my keys in, car still running, for 5 hours once.
Really? What did you do?
I went into dance practice, and then I couldn't find my keys. And I was like, you know what? I have a weird feeling they might be in my car. Went out, car is still running.
Did you have gas?
I had gas. Never told my dad.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Bob.
Right. Mega Minds.
We've been connecting you to Spirits Beyond the Grave. We bring in an award-winning psychic and medium, John Cabello, on the Brett Magus Show. And he can actually connect with you to a loved one if you have a question. Peter, go ahead and just say hi to John. He's on the phone with you right now.
Well, I'll definitely say hi.
All right.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Feels like lots of change is going on in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It just seems like I hate to use the word chaos, but has there been some chaos around you?
Oh, definitely chaos. Yes.
Okay. Everything's kind of on the table right now, Peter. So different losses, even health. You got to watch your health. You got to watch your job. You got to watch where you're living. It just maybe relationships. It just seems like you might have been touched in several areas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, when the rain falls, you just get an umbrella.
I know what you mean. Oh, I was wondering if you could reconnect with my dad. Some weird stuff has been happening, especially around Christmas time. He always told me when he passed, my dad was an electrical engineer, and he always said if he passes before I do, that he's going to try to get a hold of me through some kind of electronical device. And because he was an electrical engineer. And what's weird about it is every time on Christmas, there's a light fixture that's in our basement, and it goes off just randomly, like almost like a Morse code type thing. And it is just so bizarre because that light never does anything except on Christmas, and then it's done it 2 years in a row now. So I find it bizarre every time. Yeah. And when we talk to it, we can almost control when the light comes on. So we'll say, well, okay, light, stop blinking now. And you know, for a few seconds, and then it'll stop blinking for a few seconds, and it's just bizarre,
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, I would take that as a sign. Dad's having fun with you, Dad loves to tinker with things like that because it just seems like, for me, it feels like your dad was a little bit of a clever person, or a little bit of a jokester. And so I would consider that precious, you know.
Yes.
That you're getting that information, and because he wants to make you joy, and he wants to demonstrate the continuity of life. Dad is enjoying his time in spirit because he says it's so much easier here. Dad appears to be a person who was very. In my view, methodical, he liked to have everything balanced. He didn't like to worry about his bills. He didn't like to worry about things, and so he tried to keep everything as balanced as he could. But he got sick. Did he get sick?
Yes, he did, sir. He got cancer of the lungs,
but he couldn't control the cancer, and I think that frustrated him. And it just seems to me that now that he's in spirit, he says it all worked out well for him is because he's at peace. And he just says that he is able to watch everyone and he's able to still be a part of your life, although it's from the spiritual plane. And so he must have loved Christmas, too, because before you even mentioned Christmas to me, he was showing me a Christmas tree. And so he just says that I don't know if you have a bulb that you put on the Christmas tree to honor him or not, but it'd be something nice if you could do something in memory of him.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. Yeah. Peter, does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Peter.
That.
Thank you so much. Things are about to get a little bit spooky, a little eerie on Halloween here on the Brett Mega Show. Happy Halloween. In the month of October, when we delivered pumpkins all over St. Louis, we also went to one of the most haunted places in the country, because it's right here in our backyard here in St. Louis, is the Lent Mansion.
Yeah, it was scary to say the least.
Yes.
We went through an actual ghost tour. So we asked the people at the Lent Mansion to have one of their tour guides take us through one of the most haunted places in Missouri. And then they gave us all the tools that you would do to find like ghost finders. There's those like weird like little things that move if there's a ghost in the room.
Guide you to the spirits.
Yeah, it guides you to the spirits. It's like you hold these like two silver like, I don't know, like metal poles, and then it'll talk to the spirits. Kevin was holding them and they would move.
Yeah,
would
say, it was pretty
like,
impressive.
Yes or no, which was super freaky. And then we had like a ghost detector or like a...
It was like a heat sensor.
Yeah, it was like paranormal activity sensor and it would go off. I'll tell you this, one of the freakiest things is Hannah was talking about, oh, I went to the Lent Mansion. I had lunch here before because you can eat there. It's a restaurant. And all of a sudden, the sensor started going off.
I said, do you remember me? I sat right here, and everything started going off.
Red. And the thing started moving on her.
Yes.
And if you don't believe us, you can actually see those ghost centers thing, munjingies, whatever those tools are. Whatever they are. Because I'm not into this stuff. I wasn't until we went there. I was like, this stuff isn't real. And then all this stuff starts going off, and I was freaking out. You could see it in the video. We just posted on our Instagram. You could watch the tour go down, the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Every single one of us got spooked in that video.
Yeah.
Like,
it
it's so
freaky.
Funny to see all of our different reactions. We kind of react differently when we all like got actually scared.
I mean, I wasn't scared or anything, but yeah. Yeah, man.
Right. Right.
But there were these freaky stories that the tour guide would tell us. Like, they told us about one of the Lemps, Charles, when he got killed and how he ended up dying.
Wasn't quite so fun in May of 1949, because this was the room that Charles was using for his bedroom. So this is where his body was found.
Oh, cool.
It said that he first shot his dog.
Shot his dog?
Yes.
What?
Hannah like freaked out.
Yeah, I thought that was really messed up.
Okay, so
I'm still pissed about that.
Okay, that was crazy. But what was even crazier is that dog story comes full circle and is haunting the house, because this is what ends up happening on the tour. He tells us about this story.
Dick Jr. was staying here while he was renovating. He was in this room with his dog Shadow one night about 11 o'clock. He heard like that on the door. And he thought, oh, somebody's in here, what's that? Decided that he had to go up and see. He was coming upstairs, and he got to this step right here, and Shadow laid down and would not go.
Really?
She was whimpering and crying, and he couldn't get her to go, and it was like, come on, come on, because he was not the bravest guy in the world. But she wouldn't move, so he stepped over her and continued on up. 2 days later, Shadow ran away.
Really?
Yeah, she just was like, I'm done. So she left. Well, in the 80s, when the Time magazine had named this one of the most haunted places in America, after that, they had a lot of psychics and mediums come through. He had one come through one day doing the tour. She got to that step and said, oh, something happened here, and immediately thought of Shadow, but he didn't say anything. He was like, what happened? And she said, well, it's a small dog. We don't know. I don't know. Something traumatic happened.
Really?
And he thought, oh, well, that was, you know, what he experienced with Shadow. Well, several years later, a young lady by the name of Bittner, who was granddaughter to the servants that took care of Charles, she was coming through on the same tour, and she stopped at that same step. She said, that's so sad. And he was like, what do you mean, that's so sad? She said, well, that's where Serva died. Serva was Charles's dog.
Wow.
She managed to get to that step, apparently, but that's where they found the dog. So,
oh, my God.
It was like, okay.
Freaky stories like that. Were Charles's dog, Charles killed himself at the Lent Mansion, but shot his dog first. Where they found the dog, other dogs can sense it on the steps, so much so they ran away.
Yeah.
And you can feel the eeriness as you walk up the steps. But this is the part that got me. AB had to get B-roll of this video that you could see. AB, what happened to you?
They sent me upstairs by myself. And he kept talking about, you know, people will sense like something rustling by their feet. And I didn't really feel anything as we were just walking through it. But then I'm upstairs filming stuff by myself. And it sounded like something was right by my feet. So I looked down. Nothing was there.
I think it was the dog. The dog was wrestling with AB. And if you know anything about AB, she's not a dog person.
Right. And dogs always go up to the people that don't like them.
Yes. That's right. So I think this thing went full circle.
That, you don't believe me?
Yes. They're like, yeah, we don't believe that this was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, AB experienced the dog.
Yeah.
Of all people.
I think like also what made it scarier is our friends at the Lent Mansion opened it privately for us, so it was just the spirits and us.
Yeah,
very eerie.
They knew like we were coming in undisclosed hours, and they were ready for us.
If you want to see it all go down, see the video on Halloween. It's on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show on IG. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We're going to switch holidays and go to Christmas. Travis Kelce had his first music debut. We'll share it in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Kelce brothers really do it all, and ahead of the Christmas season, we got a little present that Travis Kelce was going to be featured in his brother Jason Kelce's annual Christmas-themed album this year. So a little behind-the-scenes clip was posted on Instagram from the official A Philly Special Christmas Instagram account, which you know it's legit when Jason Kelce has a whole Instagram account just for his Christmas album.
Right.
And it showed Jason in the studio working on his third installment of his album.
People love this, by the way.
Yes.
They freak out.
Oh, people are all in it. And I think it's really cool because in this clip, you see not just Travis Kelce as well, but you also see former Eagles teammates Lane Johnson and Jordan Mattalia as well featured in this Christmas album. And it is featuring Travis Kelce. So here's a clip of it.
Wandering the streets of my hometown.
He's low-key good.
Yeah, must have been years since I've been home.
You think Taylor helped him with it?
Oh, yeah.
You're too pitchy, Travis.
It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights. It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights.
I mean, that's going to be a chart topper.
Right?
That's going to be trending on TikTok.
Right.
It's going to be huge. I'm honestly into it.
Forget
Mariah Carey. Bring in the Kelce brothers.
The Kelce brothers taking over Christmas. The Kelce brothers really do take over everything.
I'm into it. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
All right. On the Brett Mega Show, we're going to do a little trick-or-treating since today is Halloween. So happy Halloween. While we are commercial-free, we are going to do a live version of trick-or-treating. I have a bowl full of pieces of paper, and on the pieces of paper, it says trick or it says treat.
Sure.
On the treat side, I got full-size candy bars because I'm one of those houses, right?
Oh, yeah, awesome.
And I think I got everyone's favorites. AB, your Twix girl?
Yep.
Full-size Twix. Hannah, I know you love a Kit Kat.
Oh, baby.
Full-size Kit Kat. Alex, you were saying you like the Snickers, right?
Yeah,
Snickers,
I'm going to do the last two that you have.
Yeah,
there,
and then
yeah.
Kevin, you like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Snickers.
You.
So I got full-size candy bars, guys. So those are the treats. Trick side thing, if you open up the bowl and inside the piece of paper it says a treat, shots of hot sauce, which I know nobody likes.
No, last time we did shots of hot sauce on the show, I legit threw up. Like, not like gag, like fully threw up.
Alex hated this last time, too.
I was not a fan. It ruined actually a couple of days.
I don't have water.
So who wants to go first? No one has water or anything. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to hand you this. Grab
it.
Just
I'm
reach
so
in there.
Scared.
Reach into my candy bowl.
The one that fell out.
All right, goes with the one that fell out.
It just says trick or treat. Is that just it?
Treat time!
Lucky
which
dog.
Candy? You get first dibs in the candy bars.
I'll take the Reese's.
Go in Reese's.
The most popular for
Boom,
a reason.
Bro.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
AB,
you're next then.
Okay.
Reach inside the bowl. If everyone gets treats, I'm going to be pissed.
Treats.
No way.
I know I'm going to get the damn trick.
You want the Twix?
I want the Twix.
Boom, Twix going your way. Hannah, toss the bowl to her.
Here we go,
I'm freaking
I thought you were just going to put all trick in there.
I should have.
Yeah,
now that everyone's getting these treats.
Exactly.
Hannah's frozen.
Frick!
Yes, yes. Shot in
no,
the hot tub.
So
wait for Hannah. You gotta do your pass it over to Hannah. Do your hot shot. Go ahead, Hannah. Live on the radio.
Throw up on the radio again.
Here we go. Take it down like a champ.
Ugh.
This is on video, by the way.
I can smell it.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh.
Is it hot?
Nobody has water.
No one has water. All right, Alex, you're up.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Pass this
Kevin
to
is giving her water. Kevin is.
Now
Alex
I'm,
is
I'm
shaking.
Nervous.
Alex is shaking.
Oh, yeah, baby. Treat.
Oh, my God. All right, which one do you want?
I'll take the Snickers. Thank
All
you.
All right, I'll be the last one to go. I'm probably with you, Hannah, so don't worry about it. Treat!
It's always me!
This is awesome! I'm going to eat this Kit Kat right in front of
Hannah. No, that's mine!
No, you don't get it. Oh. You didn't get a trick or it's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you could tell us a joke right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did the football coach go back to the bank?
Why?
To get his quarterback.
All right, I'll give you the Kit Kat then.
Oh, my gosh.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hannah does.
I always get the bad part.
You don't know what you're going to get. Tricks or treats. That was fun. Happy Halloween from the Brett Maga Show. We're having some fun with you. Let's play a little Halloween game. I think the girls in the show who don't like scary movies.
This is going to be terrible.
We'll be great at this game. So this is how this game will work if you want to play along in your car. I will read the name of a Halloween killer villain. And then you have to tell me the movie they are in.
Okay. Are we just going around the room? Or are we going to?
Nope. It is. Oh, I'll give you five rounds. You yell it out. Yell out your name as the buzzer.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. If you miss, then you are eliminated. You can't answer.
You
okay.
Take a shot of hot
sauce. Stop.
No more
Nobody
shots
else proposed anything.
Right. My mouth is still on fire.
Do you guys want to do the hot sauce thing?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So I'll give you an example. I'll yell out Mike Myers.
And we'll say Halloween.
Halloween.
Kevin.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Kevin's you knew it was Michael Myers was Halloween.
No, I didn't.
Kevin,
Wayne's
World.
Michael Myers is Michael Myers. I don't know
what is happening.
I don't know his birthday
Austin
and his
Powers?
Social security
there
number.
There we go.
All right, here we go. Round number one. Make sure you have to use your name as the buzzer, okay?
Okay.
Pennywise.
Hannah, it.
Oh.
Wow. Whoa. Hannah complained the entire time.
That's like the one I know.
Oh, my God. Right, this is it. So Hannah.
Was there collusion on the first
that
question?
She would
she knew the...
Right? That she would complain and then score the first point. Yeah. Hannah's up 1-0,
guys.
Guys.
Come on.
Freddy Krueger.
Kevin.
Kevin, close.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Mm. I thought it was Friday the 13th, so I would have got that.
All right. 1-1. Ghostface.
Kevin, Scream.
What's that?
That's for Scary Movie. By the way, they're making another scary movie, guys. All right. Samora Morgan.
Oh, Alex, The Ring.
Alex scores!
Yeah! How about it?
Yeah.
Alex scores, and by the way, that Kevin said that is the
that is scariest movie.
He hates
scary,
that movie,
man.
So I made sure she was in it. That's the crazy girl that comes out of the TV.
Television, yeah. I can't watch TV. That's why I hate it.
Leatherface.
Kevin, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
All right, Kevin just destroyed you guys.
Kevin!
I thought you didn't like horror movies.
Well, I don't have to like them to know them.
Pinhead.
Kevin, Hellraiser.
Chucky.
Kevin, Chucky.
Child's Play.
Oh, that's right.
Norman Bates.
Kevin, Psycho.
Yep, that's how we'll end it.
What?
Because Kevin's nicely psycho done, Kevin. At this game. Mm-hmm. Guys, we did a haunted ghost tour at one of the most haunted places in Missouri on the Brett Maga Show. We went to the Lent Mansion, and we had like those ghost detector things and these little like metal rods that you hold. Mm-hmm. And apparently ghosts communicate with them, and they were using them. It was freaky. You can see the video of us going through the Lent Mansion and seeing the spooky things and the stories mm-hmm. from behind the scenes. We got a private tour of the Lent Mansion on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show. But it was freaky.
It was so freaky. I like that whole day, I didn't feel right after we went there. The fact it was just like us and the spirits at the Lent Mansion, like going after hours was...
There's freaky stories about like animals a lot that happened mm-hmm. there, that like there was a dog that was shot and killed, and then the dog like ran away and because of the step, and they found out that's where the dog who was shot and killed was like found on that step. And then AB, you had felt like something ruffling around your feet, like a dog.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was upstairs by myself filming stuff. I don't know who let me go up there by myself.
Why?
I can't you guys suck. Well, and then I kind of like felt it around my feet, and I looked down, nothing there.
It might not have been a dog, although I do think dogs would mess with AB because she's not a dog person. Right, she's like the only person on
it's
the
like
show.
Carly's that's, ancestors.
Yeah, that's not. She's the only person who's not a dog person on the show. But Hannah, tell people what happened when you and I were outside the mansion.
Brett and I were outside waiting for AB, and all of a sudden I look out in the street, black cat crossing the street. Mm. Bad
Hannah
luck. And
starts then freaking out.
I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
So she goes to videotape it.
Once I take out my phone, press video, cat gone.
Disappeared. She thinks the cat like is a
That's
ghost.
Eerie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
well, the lady taking us around said she has seen like a cat out there completely disappear.
See, I did see the cat that Hannah's talking about, and then the cat was gone, but I think cats run away.
For once, that's you can't call me crazy.
No, it was freaky. I admit to Hannah. At first, I thought of like she's being crazy, but I'm like that was kind of eerie. Yeah,
and I felt something touching my shoulder like the whole time.
That was Kevin.
That was Brett.
If you want to see the video, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on IG. It is spooky on Halloween. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Sophie Turner opened up about her feelings 1 year after her split with Joe Jonas. I'll dive into that at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Somehow it's already been a year since Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner haven't been together. I can't believe it.
That is crazy.
But Sophie came out recently and reflected on the experience of losing her marriage, saying it was incredibly sad. We had a beautiful relationship and it was hard. Before I had the kids, I was very depressed and anxious and I would isolate myself a lot. Now I think I live for them. I want them to see me having a social life, enjoying work, and thriving in my career and relationships. So she's very open about how they did have a beautiful relationship, and she's incredibly saddened to not have this like marriage and relationship anymore.
Remember their breakup was weird because we had heard that she was partying and he took the kids on tour, and then he was stepping up, and then she was like, I want custody. So it was kind of like a messy divorce. But one of the things that she had said that really stood out to me was she missed London, and it just made me feel like their lifestyles didn't match, that they thought they could, that they both were from Hollywood and they're both entertainers and things like that, but like all of a sudden you have kids and your whole relationship changes and you're like, I miss home, I miss the people around me, and the life that you have, you're looking around and going, I don't know if this works for me anymore. And that's what I took from it.
That's where she is now. Yeah. She moved back to London post-divorce, saying that she embraced motherhood and is focused on setting an example for her two daughters, Willa and Daphne.
Yeah, so I feel like they just didn't make sense together anymore. They made sense at one point, and now they don't make sense, and that's what kind of I got from it.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show as we kick off Halloween day. 36% of people 36% of people will not do this alone.
Oh, boy. I have a lot of answers for this. Hate doing anything by myself, but especially flying.
Won't fly.
Ooh, they won't fly alone.
If you're by yourself.
36% of people won't travel alone. What do you think, Kevin?
Oh, God. I think it's 36% of people, because it's today, will not trick or treat alone.
Don't want to go solo.
I'm going to say people will not go to a movie alone.
Go to a movie alone.
I'm going to say go to a restaurant.
Go to a restaurant. Okay, it is. Someone kind of got it right, but it's not 100% right. It has something to do with Halloween and the reason I chose it. So if you want to find out what it is and how someone wasn't 100% correct, 36% of people not do this alone. 314-531-9898. If you think you know what it is, I'll reveal it at 8:48.
Mega Minds.
All right, we got the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Let's see if anyone got it correct. I said someone on the Brett Mega Show was like kind of sort of correct. The question was 36% of people will not do this alone. And I asked this specifically for Halloween.
I said fly.
Fly?
Like fly on an airplane, travel.
Not fly. Not for Halloween, not travel.
I said trick or treating. I said they will not trick-or-treat alone.
I think it's actually higher, the people who want to go trick-or-treating alone. Alex?
I said see a movie alone.
And I said go to a restaurant.
Hannah, you said there was guests in the text line. Who do the people think got it right?
A lot of people really aren't agreeing with any of us. They're giving different answers. Rachel said giving out candy alone, so that'd be, I guess, close to Kevin's.
Yeah.
Jasmine says watching a scary movie alone.
Yes.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So I was kind of right.
Sort of correct. Yeah. So like the trick or treating would have been kind of sort of Kevin's, but they don't. Like, but it really is Alex. 36% of people will not watch a scary movie alone. They're like, I'll watch anything, but I ain't watching the scary movie alone. Screw you.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.